Comedy Hour. With special guest star, Fernando Lamas. With Vivian Vance, William Frawley, and Little Ricky.
Honestly. Why all of a sudden do you need your guitar?
Because all of a sudden I may be doing a television show next week.
I thought that fell through.
Well, it hasn't fallen through. My agent's still working in the deal, so just in case I want to be ready.
All right. Oh, look, honey.
What's all that junk?
Junk? These are mementos, souvenirs of our courtship and our wedding and everything.
Oh. What about my guitar strings?
Look. Look, honey.
What's that?
Don't you remember the night we first met in Havana, you gave me this corsage?
I gave you a corsage of old tobacco leaves?
These are violets.
Violets?
Well, they looked a little better 17 years ago.
Yeah, well, we all did.
Oh, honey, look at this picture of us. What's so funny?
We look like two scared rabbits. When was that taken?
The day we got married. I think it's a very sweet picture of us. Honestly, Ricky, where's your sentiment? Isn't there anything in there that's dear to your heart?
Yeah, here's something that's dear to my heart.
Well, good. What is it?
My guitar strings.
Hi, honey.
Hi, Ethel.
I'm returning your iron. Fred finally fixed ours.
Okay.
What's all this junk?
Ethel, this junk happens to be some of my most treasured keepsakes.
Oh, sentimental junk.
Gee, Ethel, Ricky didn't even remember what these things were. And little things like this used to mean a lot to him. When we were first going together, we were so lovey-dovey. I just can't believe he's forgotten all the little things that meant so much to us. I guess he was just preoccupied with that television show. Sure, that's it. He was just preoccupied. Why, the romance hasn't gone out of our marriage at all.
Are you trying to convince me or you?
I'm trying to convince you. I haven't doubted it for a minute.
Okay, if you say so.
Oh, look, here's the record Ricky made for me of our song.
What happened to it?
Well, it got sort of broken.
How?
I sort of sat on it.
Oh.
Bells. Jingle.
Your romantic song was Jingle Bells?
Yeah, well, Ricky proposed to me on Christmas Eve, and besides, it was the only song he knew in English. he was so cute when he used to sing it to me. Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way.
Oh, that's very romantic.
Well, it was to us. I know this is one thing Ricky will never forget.
I wouldn't count on it if I were you. Let's face it, Lucy, men are all alike. They're just not sentimental.
Ricky is. He would remember this.
Hi, Rick.
Hi, Ethel.
Honey, will you stop doing that in my ear? I'm trying to tune up my guitar.
Ricky, darling, please listen. That is, don't you?
You're imitating a bumblebee?
Don't you remember that song?
Oh, is that a song?
Yes.
Jingle bells!
You'll never forget that, will you?
How could I? Little Ricky Draw was crazy last year rehearsing for the Christmas pageant.
Ethel Mertz, if you say one word, I'll never speak to you again.
I wasn't going to open my mouth.
Ethel was right. Ricky Ricardo, you're nothing but a man.
I am not. I am too. What are we talking about?
We're talking about the fact that the romance has completely gone out of our marriage.
Now, how did you arrive at this conclusion?
I'll tell you how. You didn't remember the first flowers you gave me. You didn't remember our wedding picture. You didn't even remember our song.
Hi, Mommy. Hi, Daddy.
I'll bet you don't even remember him.
Now, Lucy, don't you think you've been a little silly?
No, I'm not being silly. Our marriage used to be romantic, and now it's just plain stale.
Oh, now, honey, wait a minute. Oh, sweetheart, I didn't... Oh, man, you know, I didn't realize you were serious about this.
Yeah, well...
I'm sorry, honey. It's just that I had so many things in my mind lately, I haven't been very thoughtful.
Yeah, you can say that again.
Well, I promise you that from now on, I am going to be the very, very romantic husband.
Really?
And just to prove it, you know what I'm going to do?
What?
Next week, I'm going to take you on a second honeymoon, just the two of us.
Where?
Well, you know where we always wanted to go, and we could not afford on our first honeymoon? Sun Valley.
Sun Valley?
Right.
Oh, honey, how wonderful. Oh.
Jingle bells, jingle bells.
Oh, hi, Fred.
Hi. Lucy asked me to bring this up from the basement.
Oh, where is she?
Well, she's gone into town to get some clothes for Sun Valley, and Ethel went with her.
Oh, well, thanks a lot, Fred, but we're not going to be needing this.
That's what you think. When she gets through picking those department stores clean, you'll need a dozen of those things.
Well, you understand, Fred, the television show came through, so we can't go to Sun Valley.
Oh, does Lucy know? Well, so long, Rick.
Where are you going?
Down in the storm cellar, the list blows over.
Oh, now, Fred, come back here. It won't be so bad. Now, when Lucy comes home, I'll just say, you know, that, well, I'll tell her exactly what, I'll just simply... Is there room for both of us in the storm cellar?
Rick, I think you better call the television show off.
I can. I signed the contract already. No, Fred, believe me, when I explain to her what happened, she'll be very, very understanding. Oh, by the way, they were looking for somebody to sing an old-fashioned ballad, so I mentioned your name. Are you interested?
Well, you're darn tootin'. I knew if I waited long enough, my type would come back in style.
Little Rick is gonna be in the show, too.
Oh, fine.
He's gonna play the drums.
Great.
Hi, fellas. Oh, Ricky, wait till you see what I bought. Some of the cutest outfits you ever laid your eyes on.
Sweetie.
Look at this turtleneck sweater. It goes with the ski pants I bought.
Sweetie.
And, of course, this peasant cardigan. Isn't it out of this world?
Honey.
And this Italian silk scarf. What's the matter?
What makes you think that anything is the matter?
Two sweeties and a honey.
Well, about Sun Valley.
What about Sun Valley?
Well, now, look, Lucy, I know that you are mature enough to take a little disappointment. Now, the fact of the matter is that, the television show came through, and we cannot go to Sun Valley.
Oh. Well, that's all right, dear. Certainly, I'm mature enough to take a little disappointment. I'm not a child.
Right, good girl. I'm proud of you. See, I told you that if I explain it to her, she will be very understanding.
Ah!
What were you saying, Rick?
You don't love me anymore.
Now, honey.
Don't honey me. Business means more to you than our marriage. All you think about is the almighty peso.
That's not so. Now, don't cry like that.
I didn't think you'd be the kind of husband that would let our marriage get stale and humdrum like some other husbands I know.
Now, wait a minute. I never let our marriage get stale and humdrum, did I, Honey Bunch?
How could you? It started that way.
Now, look, honey, I got an idea there. Now, wait a minute. Wait a minute, sweetheart. I got an idea. Look, the week after next, I can get away. And then we'll go to Sun Valley.
We'll really get to go.
You bet, sweetheart. I'll call Union Pacific when I change the reservations.
All right.
We'll go. That's a good idea. Week after next. That's... Oh, no. Oh, dear.
What's the matter?
Oh, I just remember something. Week after next, I got to do a show for the press club.
Honey, don't worry. We'll go sometime.
When?
Well, maybe next month.
Next month. Yeah. And the next month, it'll be the next month.
No, no.
And the next month after that, it'll be the next month after that. Oh, maybe the only way I'll get to go on my second honeymoon is to go without you.
All right, that's the way you feel.
Maybe you should go without me.
Maybe I will. Maybe it's a good idea for husbands and wives to take separate honeymoons.
Why didn't we think of that?
Oh, dry up.
Maybe little Ricky would like to go with me.
He can't go either. He's also going to do the show.
Ethel, would you care to join me on my second honeymoon?
Sure. It's got to be better than my first.
Now, hold it, hold it. Who's paying for this crazy trip?
I ask her. I'll pay for it.
Fred, where are you going?
To pack your bags. Come on.
You really going to go to Sunflower without me?
I certainly am. Unless, of course, you change your mind and cancel the show and come with me.
I can't do that. I gotta stay here and do that show.
All right, then I'm going without you.
All right, go ahead.
Don't worry, I will.
Okay.
And I'll have a wonderful time, too.
All right.
So there.
All right.
All right.
A real live antelope.
Gee, isn't he cute? I wish I had something to feed him.
I got a bag of potato chips in my pocket. Here.
I thought maybe you might have.
You go feed him and I'll get your picture, honey, huh?
Okay. Oh, Chewie, this is going to make a... Oh, honey! I've gotten that. Now kneel down. Get a little closer. Now hold it.
What's the matter now?
He's got big brown eyes, just like Ricky.
Did you ever see such scenery in your life? This place is just fabulous.
Yeah, fabulous. Snow.
Everywhere you look, as far as the eye can see, pure, sparkling snow. Isn't it beautiful?
It's all right, if you like white.
Take a picture of you against this background.
Oh, you're too close.
No, I'm not. Get over there. Oh, come on now. Give me a nice smile. Can't you do better than that?
This is my smile. Take it or leave it.
Lucy, guess who just walked in the door?
Who?
Fernando Lamas.
Oh, that's nice.
Did you ever see a more gorgeous hunk of man?
Yes.
Who?
Ricky. Gee, I wish he was here.
I'm glad Fred isn't here. I'd throw rocks at him. Lucy?
What?
Let's take pictures of each other with him.
Please, Ethel, I'm too upset about Ricky to care anything about movie stars. Why would I possibly want a picture of myself with Fernando Lamas? After all, I have a whole... Wait a minute. Ethel, you just had a great idea.
I did?
Yes, listen. If you took a picture of me with Fernando Lamas, I could mail it to Ricky and just casually mention in a letter that I've been seeing a lot of him. I get it. He looks at the picture, reads the letter, his eyes bug out with jealousy, he yells, Mira que tiene cosa! He rushes out here and punches Fernando Lamas in the nose.
Yes!
No, not at all. He rushes out here, sweeps me into his arms, and never lets me out of his sight again.
That sounds pretty good.
Now look, I'll just sort of wander over there and stand close to him so it'll look like I'm with him, and you snap the picture.
Wait a minute. Wouldn't it be simpler just to ask to have your picture taken with him like we did with the stars in Hollywood?
And get turned down like we did with the stars in Hollywood? Now get ready. When I nod my head, you take the picture.
Well, if Ricky'll get jealous over a picture of Fernando's Adam's apple, you're in.
Oh, Ethel.
I couldn't help it. Just as I snapped it, he leaned back.
Oh, well, let me try again, and this time make sure.
And one of you going like this.
I couldn't help it. I got pepper in my nose. Let me try once more.
Okay.
Have more coffee, please?
I'll be right back, Mr. Lamas.
Madam, what do you think you're doing?
Oh! Oh, Mr. Lamas, I'm terribly sorry.
Oh, that's all right. I always dunk my salami sandwiches.
Mr. Lamas, she wanted to have her picture taken with you.
Yes.
Oh? Well, why didn't you ask me?
Oh, would you?
Of course, I'd be glad to.
Oh.
Yes, we can do it while my sandwich is drying out.
Oh.
Would you mind taking it outside?
Not at all. We can take advantage of the beautiful scenery.
Oh, yeah.
We can be on our skis.
Oh, Lucy does, splendid. On our skis, yes, sir.
Well, fine, then. I'll meet you right outside, eh?
Okay.
All right.
There you are, honey. You're all ready.
Okay, thanks. Where is he?
Over there. Come on, let's get a good picture. Oh, Ethel. Ethel.
This one's wrong.
Oh, no kidding. Get me
this
out of
one
here.
This has to come over there.
Oh, honey.
Oh.
the newsreels.
Together. Are you together?
Yeah.
Now, wait. Wait till I straighten up.
Okay.
Now, point me in the right direction. Hi.
Hello. You don't ski?
Oh, yes, I'm quite a skier. Ethel's my caddy.
Shall we take the picture?
Yes, let's get the picture.
How do you like this beautiful background?
Oh, it's wonderful. I can see the whole valley.
Yeah.
Now, stand real close to him, honey.
Yeah.
Okay. That's it. Now, get in closer. Closer, I can't see in the camera. There, now, if you get in real close, you'll get a better picture. Now, lean forward so you'll look professional.
To try.
Good.
You are choking me.
Slow down. I'm scared.
So am I.
You can't be scared. You're driving.
Today?
I'm afraid not. I had an accident skiing yesterday. I bruised some ribs. I'm all taped up.
Oh, I'm sorry. How did that happen?
Well, some crazy redhead wanted a couple of picture taken with me. So, there we were, on top of Mount Baldy, posing. Next thing I knew, she pushed me off, jumped on my back, covered my eyes, and we skied up a tree.
Fairchild, telephone.
Excuse me, Mr. Lamas.
Yes, of course. Should have known.
Mr. Lamas, I'm terribly sorry. I'd like to apologize.
Oh, that's perfectly all right. I'm sorry I lost my temper.
Oh, that's all right. I rather enjoyed being bawled out in Spanish again.
What?
My husband is Cuban.
Oh, Cuba, such a lovely place.
What? Yes, Havana's particularly
beautiful. Just beautiful. It's been wonderful seeing you, Mrs.
Ricardo, Lucy Ricardo.
Ricardo?
Yes.
Cuban?
Yes.
And not Ricky Ricardo.
Yes, do you know him?
Oh, of course, we were together at MGM.
Really?
Yes, when we left the studio, the lion was roaring with a Spanish accent.
Ah! Oh, I'm terribly sorry, I forgot about your ribs.
That's all right, that's perfectly all right.
I'm terribly
Goodbye.
Sorry. Goodbye. Lucy?
Hmm.
Was that Mr. Lamas?
Yes, and I apologize for yesterday, and he couldn't have been nicer.
Well, that's good, because I'm afraid we're going to have to prevail upon his services again.
What do you mean?
Well, I don't think the picture I took yesterday is going to make Ricky very jealous.
Oh, Ethel, what happened? This is just a picture of snow. Where are we?
Well, I think about halfway down Mount Baldy.
Oh, Ethel.
I'm sorry, honey. I sure goofed.
Oh, well, let's go home. We'll never get Ricky out here.
Oh, now, Lucy, don't give up. We'll think of some way.
How?
Why don't you call Ricky and tell him you've been seeing a lot of Mr. Lamas?
He'd never believe me. He'd know it was one of my tricks.
I guess you're right. I know. I'll call Fred and have him tell him.
Do you think he'd believe Fred?
Of course. Fred may be grouchy and he may be tight, but somehow he's got honesty written all over his sour little face.
That's true. Well, go ahead. Give it a try.
Okay. They'll be rehearsing at the studio. I better call there, huh?
Yeah. Ethel.
Hmm?
Tell Fred to tell Ricky that I'm having a wonderful time. Perfectly wonderful.
You be sure and tell him.
Show's going along great, huh, Rick?
Yeah, I guess so.
Well, come on, snap out of it. Don't be so down in the dumps.
I'm not down in the dumps.
Well, you're giving a great imitation. Married 17 years, your wife's away, and you miss her.
I do not miss her.
Oh, hey, there's a long-distance phone call for you.
For me?
Yeah, your wife from Sun Valley.
Oh.
I wonder why Ethel is calling you from Sun Valley.
I don't know, but at these prices, she better have a broken leg or something.
Rick, I'd like to get a balance on little Ricky's number, okay?
All right. Where do you want it from? You want it from his drum solo?
Yeah.
All right. We'll take it from your drum solo, partner. I'll give you the tempo, all right? Here we go. 1, 2.
Ricky, let's go check your costume, huh?
Okay.
Come on.
How about that, huh? Excuse me, fellas.
Oh, why did Ethel call you? They're really having a good time? Say anything about... How is Ethel, anyway?
Just the same. How do you like that? She had the nerve to call me all the way from Sun Valley, and she hasn't got a broken bone in her body.
Fred, admit it. You enjoy talking to her.
Oh, it's all right, I guess. Now, listen, Rick. I know it's none of my business, and I probably shouldn't even tell you this. But Ethel says that actor, that Lamas. What's his name?
Fernando Lamas?
That's the guy. He's up there staying at the hotel where the girls are. And Lucy is spending a lot of time with him.
Oh?
Yeah, they're thick as thieves. Skiing, skating, sleigh riding. What's so funny?
Don't you see? She's just trying to make me jealous. Another one of Lucy's harebrained schemes.
Oh, no, it isn't. It's one of Ethel's harebrained. I told you wouldn't fall for it.
Of course I wouldn't fall for it.
Oh, come on, Rick. Can't you swallow your pride and run out there for the weekend?
Nothing doing. If there's any pride to be swallowed, let her swallow hers and come home.
Okay, everybody. Fred, you want to dress your number for camera?
Yeah.
Perry, want to give Fred a pickup? Harry, look. Pull way back on this camera shot. Here, way back. I want to come in nice and long on this shot.
Come to me, my melon
travel up. And won't you be so blue? All your fears are foolish fancies. Maybe you know, dear, that I'm in love with you. Every little cloud must have a silver lining. So wait until the sun comes peeping through. Then smile, my honey dear, while I kiss away each little tear. Or else I shall be melancholy.
That was great, Fred.
Well, thanks, Rick. What's the matter with you?
Oh, I don't know. Song real got me, I guess. That gulp you just heard was me swallowing my pride.
Then you're going up to see Lucy?
You bet your life.
Oh, good boy.
I'll fly out there, surprise her for the weekend.
Good.
And I'll say hello to Ethel for you.
You won't have to. I'll say hello myself.
Huh?
Can I help it if I sang that song so good it got me too?
They said someone wanted to see us here in the lobby. You know anything about it?
Oh, yes. I've been right down there.
Surprise!
Oh, honey, am I glad to see you. Oh, gee, I was lonesome.
You were?
Yeah, where's little Ricky?
He's staying with your mother, honey.
Oh.
Fred and I thought we'd surprise you for the weekend.
Oh, well, you sure did.
I bet you're sure surprised, Ethel.
Surprised? I'm flabbergasted. You think you'd spend all that money to come way out here just to see little old me.
Well, I figured coming out here was cheaper than those long-distance phone calls.
Oh, Fred, sometimes you're awful cute. You really are.
I missed you. I'm here. Now take your hands off me.
Well, Ethel, I guess our little scheme worked, huh? Honey, now that you're here, I want to confess something.
What?
I haven't really been seeing him at all.
Him who?
Fernando Lamas.
Oh, yeah, that's right. I was supposed to be jealous. I'm not jealous.
You're not?
No.
Well, then why did you come all the way out here?
Well, because I was lonesome. I miss you.
Is that all? You mean you didn't believe that story?
Of course not, honey. I came here because I love you.
What kind of a reason is that? Why didn't you believe that story about Fernando Lamas and me?
Well, honey, after all, I mean, you and Fernando Lamas, I mean, it's, you know, it's... It's so ridiculous, I mean...
I don't see what's so ridiculous about it.
Well, honey, you just said you made the whole thing up yourself.
All right, I made it up, but it could have happened. Just because you think of me as a wife doesn't mean that Fernando Lamas couldn't find me attractive.
I didn't say that he couldn't find you attractive.
Yes, you did.
No, honey, I did not.
Oh, now, just a minute, you two.
Yeah, let's not all get hot under the collar.
Now, look, Lucy, I came here because I was lonesome. Isn't that enough?
No, it's not enough. Anyway, how could you be lonesome for an unattractive old frump like me?
I didn't say that you were an unattractive old frump.
Well, you implied it.
I did not imply
it. You did, too.
Oh, brother, sometimes I wonder why did I come up here at all.
Well, so do I. And as far as I'm concerned, you can spend the weekend by yourself.
Oh, Lucy! Dear...
Ay, ay, ay. Just a minute.
What are you going to do?
Rick!
Hombre,
¿cómo te va?
Vaya,
¿Qué dice de bueno, hombre?
Vaya, amigo, ¿cómo estás, eh?
Encantado de la vida.
Boy, I haven't seen you in a long time.
That's right, yes.
Listen, Fernando, I just got here yesterday,
mm-hmm.
and I got a little problem. I wonder if you would help me out.
Fine, fine.
I understand you met my wife, Lucy.
Yes.
You see, we had a fight, so... And she came out here alone, And then she saw you, and she got an idea, and she got somebody telling me that you were seeing a lot of each other, so that I would come up here because I was jealous.
Jealous?
Sí, celoso.
Oh, jealous!
Jealous. I didn't believe it, And I laughed at her, and I hurt her feelings. So now I'm in the doghouse. So I thought maybe, you could... Well, this afternoon we're going to be down in the skating rink.
I get it. Do you want me to make a fuss over here and you pretend to get mad?
All right.
I'll do it.
Well, thanks a lot.
That's all right.
And this might sound a little silly, but... Well, Lucy's... Well, just a little,
Yes, I know.
Well, I sure appreciate this, huh?
That's all right.
So I'll see you in the ice skating rink this afternoon.
Wonderful.
And you dance for her.
Wonderful. Oh. Perfect.
Ah, but remember, this is yes between us.
Yes between us.
Si.
That's right.
Bye.
Cosa barba, pero no se puede ni bañar uno acá. Just a minute. Qué cosa barba. Yes, yes. Cosa barba, el timbre, la gente, las interrupciones.
Mr. Lamas, remember me? I'm Ethel Mertz, who took the picture.
Yes, I remember.
From the mountain.
Yes.
Could I talk to you?
Well, I'm afraid I don't have any time now. You see, I have an interview in a few minutes, an appointment.
Well, this'll just take a minute. I know it's terrible of me to ask you a favor, but you're the only one who can help. I understand you met Ricky out in Hollywood.
Yes.
Well, Lucy and Ricky had a fight. And I thought maybe if you could act kind of interested in her, it'd make Ricky jealous, and then she could see that her husband wasn't taking her for granted. The whole thing...
What's the matter?
I never saw a movie star in his bathrobe before.
Oh, we wear bathrobes.
Oh, yeah, well... This afternoon, we're going to go skating. And I thought maybe if you just drop by the table and say, sir, oh, Mr. Lamas.
Madame, please control yourself.
Yes, I'm...
I have a shower to take, and we have a marriage to save.
Then you'll do it?
I'll do it.
Oh, Mr. Lamas, you're just wonderful.
Thank you.
Oh, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Now, remember, this is our little secret.
Qué barbaridad, se me ha hecho tan tarde. Mira que tiene cosa la gente esta. Qué barbaridad con las interrupciones y esto, que ni se baña uno ni se hace nada. Cosa fantástica. Just a minute. Cosas, qué barbaridad, hombre, con las interrupciones y la gente y todo el mundo acá, Viene un cada vestir acá, se hace más tarde.
Yes? Hi there. My name is Fred Mertz. I think you met my wife.
Yes, she was just...
yes, I have. Well, now, this might seem a little bit crazy to you, but I'm going to ask you to do me a favor, Ferdinand.
Fernando.
Yeah. My friend... my friend Ricky Ricardo and his wife have had a fight. And I was wondering if we couldn't...
You want me to make a fuss over her so he gets jealous and she realizes he's not taking her for granted.
Yeah. Hey, you catch on quick, don't you? But I don't know just how we're going to arrange this.
Well, how about this afternoon at the skating rink? I could ask Lucy to skate with me.
Well, that's swell. How'd you happen to think of that?
Oh, I don't know.
I guess this is old stuff to you Latin lovers, eh, amigo? One thing, remember, we've got to keep this just between us.
Just between us.
I sure appreciate this, Ferdinand.
Fernando.
Yeah. Well, precious.
Mr. Lamas.
It's perfectly all right.
But I have a very, very large favor to ask of you. You see, my husband, Ricky, got here, and I had told him that you were interested in me. And, well, he didn't believe me, and I thought maybe this afternoon at the skate... Do you know that you're soaking wet?
Lucy, have you noticed Fernando Lamas hasn't taken his eyes off you?
Really? No, I hadn't noticed.
Well, I have. Hello.
Hi.
Hello.
Hi.
Isn't this a beautiful day?
Yeah, nice. Nice.
Say, Ricky, would you mind if I skated with your beautiful wife?
Mine? What's your mind? Go ahead.
Thank you.
May I have the honor?
Thank you. I'd just love to.
The nerve of that guy.
Thanks for doing this. Ricky's boiling. I hope it isn't too boring for you.
On the contrary, I'm enjoying it.
Do you think we could do something a little fancy, you know, to look good in front of Ricky?
Sure, I'll do a spin with you.
A spin?
Yes, all you have to do is hang on.
I think I can manage that.
All right. Now let me take your left hand. Left
hand?
I better hang on to you.
Yeah, I guess so.
Now, shall we skate partners?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that'd be fine. Oh, Ricky, you'll love this.
Shall we go?
Yeah.
Thank you.
Boy, they're sure skating close together.
Yeah, they sure are skating close together.
Yeah, they're closer than 5 minutes to 11.
You ask me, I think they're skating a little too close together.
And right in front of you, too.
Yeah, the nerve of that guy.
He may be nervy, but he's awfully handsome.
Yeah, he sure is handsome, all right.
I'm going to punch him right in the nose.
Ricky! Are you really going to punch him in the nose?
That tootin' I am.
Oh, but now, wait a minute, Rick. Fernando's only putting on an act. I told him to, so you'd get jealous.
You told him to put on an act. I told him to put on an act.
Well, I told him to put on an act, too, but he started for an Academy Award.
Just a minute.
What's the matter?
I don't like the way you got your arms around my wife. You're holding her too close.
Well, a woman as beautiful as your wife cannot be held too close.
All right, let go of her.
I will not.
Oh, yes, you will.
Oh, no, I won't.
She is coming with me.
She is staying with me.
Oh, no, she's not.
Oh, yes, she is.
I'm not kidding.
I know you're not.
Look, I really mean it.
Sure you do.
Oye, pero que estoy diciendo que la verdad que lo que te estoy diciendo es que no
me quiera.
First time in my life two men ever fought over me and I can't understand a word they're saying.
Usted lo que está tratando es un Academy Award aquí.
No, Academy Award, nothing. It's to help you.
Espérate un cotton picking minute. Que te voy a dar una trompada lo que te voy a hacer a ti.
Your coat on.
Nothing doing.
Oh, now why can't we go up on Mount Baldy with Lucy and Ricky? What's so terrible about a ski lift?
I'm not going to go hurtling through space in that strung-out Ferris wheel.
Oh, for heaven's sake, Fred.
Hi. Gee, isn't this exciting? My first ski lesson.
Fred, did you decide to come with us?
Nope, not unless he can hire a dog sled and mush up.
Oh, Fred.
Oh, you go ahead, honey, and have a good time. We'll stay here. It's only 5 hours till tea time.
Oh, well, we'll see you later.
See you later. Bye.
Bye. May I have my bill?
Oh, honey, there's Fernando. I think he's checking out. Let's say goodbye to him.
Lucy, the nicest thing we can do to the man is to leave him alone. He already thinks we're a bunch of lunatics.
He does not. You apologized. He accepted. It's all forgotten. Come on, come on. Hi, Fernando.
Oh, hello.
Are you leaving us, amigo?
Yes, I'm afraid so.
I hope there's no hard feelings.
Not at all. The doctor says the tape is coming off in a couple of days, and my eye will be all right in about a week.
He says it'll take about 10 days for mine.
We're sure sorry to see you go, Fernando.
Well, I have to go to Europe. I'm doing a picture there, a musical.
Oh, are you going to sing?
And dance.
And dance?
Yes, I'm doing a big samba number.
Oh, for heaven's sake.
Well, we wish you a lot of luck.
Well, thank you.
Yeah, we certainly do. You've been a wonderful sport. You know, thanks to you, Ricky and I are happier than ever.
Well, I'm very, very glad. Well, Lucy, meeting you has certainly been... interesting.
Oh. Well, thank you.
Hermano, hasta siempre, ¿eh?
Gracias, igualmente. Buena suerte.
Gracias.
Oh, I almost forgot. I called my mother long distance last night, and she said to be sure and get your autograph. I hope you don't mind.
Of course not.
Oh, fine. I'll get a pencil.
Oh!
What's
wrong? No, I don't care. I didn't want to do the samba anyway.
Oh.